News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Biden administration promising tough new sanctions on Russia today. And while Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland says Vladimir Putin has gotten good at evading sanctions.
When you see this package that we're going to launch, it is very heavily focused on evasion, on nodes and networks and countries that help evade.
The sanctions coming a week after the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and a day before the 2-year anniversary of the war with Ukraine. Former President Trump's lawyers getting in new motions to try and get the case over his handling of classified documents dismissed. A new proposal in the Alabama state legislature.
What we're trying to do with this particular law is put the Supreme Court decision, the ruling, on pause.
Democratic state lawmaker Anthony Daniels, after the Alabama Supreme Court ruling calling frozen embryos babies, that has prompted several medical providers in the state to hit pause on IVF treatments. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution are moving forward. Both ideas came up during the COVID-19 pandemic. One would let churches and other houses of worship stay open during public health emergencies. It needs to be passed by lawmakers one more time. The other would give the legislature more say on how federal money is spent. That amendment now goes to a statewide referendum in November. Governor Evers says he'll veto a Republican bill to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin, but Representative Jeffrey Meursault says the bill has important legal protections for innocent landowners.
That's the whole crux of this whole bill, is trying to get stuff cleaned up without taking and making somebody liable that had nothing to do with it.
Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. A GoFundMe has been set up to help pay for the funeral expenses for two children who were killed in a homicide last weekend. They were killed by their mother, who then turned the gun on herself. Major and Maya Lacey Robinson were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School in Middleton. The money from the GoFundMe will also go to counseling services for surviving family members. With the weather warming up in southern Wisconsin, three Madison golf courses are set to open on Sunday. The Odana Hills, Monona, and Yahara Hills golf courses will officially open for the year at 10 a.m. The Glen Golf Park, the city's fourth golf course, won't open until March 1st. The city's tee-off party is also being rescheduled for this Sunday through March 2nd. You can purchase season passes for Madison's golf courses for a discount during that time. Online reservations open at 8 a.m. Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
Baseball gets started tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' first exhibition game of spring training out in Arizona tomorrow against the Padres. The first pitch at 2:10 Central Time. There's been talk that Sal Frelick will play some third base this spring. When will that happen? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First day. He's special, man. The kid's special. He can do it. That people ask me, why is he doing it? Because he can. If anybody can do it, it's Sal.
NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Milwaukee will be without Chris Middleton, still dealing with an ankle injury. NFL, Packers Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley as the team's new defensive coordinator.
Certainly have always had respect for him from afar as a football coach. He's worked with my brother at two different stops. He's worked with Kyle Shanahan at two different stops in Cleveland and San Francisco, and I know how those guys, how much respect they have for him as a person first and a coach second.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with a few off and on flurries or even a snow shower today, and it's also going to be a lot colder. High of 37 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clearing, our low 16. Tomorrow, sunny, 37. We're back to 50 on Sunday with sunshine 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from... It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We also have to start having, you know, all kinds of Democrats criticizing the president too publicly. I don't understand why. I don't know what's in it for you to do that, whether you're just chasing clout or you want to make it in the news or anything like that. But if you're not willing to just support the president now and say these kinds of things, you might as well just get your MAGA hat because you now are helping Trump at this.
Love John Fetterman. Love his shorts. I love his hoodies. I love how much he pisses off the right wing. Okay. Hi. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Oh, and a totally unrelated story about unhelpful Democrats. Dean Phillips says he is open to running on a unity ticket with Nikki Haley. Yeah. Isn't that big of him?
Who's he?
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Get in, loser. We're going losing. Mm-hmm. Can I just say, when we are facing, and not just internationally, but another party in this country that it's our puppets of Putin. This guy is like, the ego on these people makes me, Democratic presidential candidate, yes, Chris, he is still, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
He hasn't dropped out yet?
No.
He didn't drop out, like, ages ago?
In 2002?
Yeah.
He said he would be open to, who's asking this mother?
I know.
Nikki Haley's running mate.
God.
He said there's no way Nikki Haley will become the nominee in the GOP. And the fact of the matter is right now the Democratic Party doesn't want competition and seems to want to coronate Joe Biden. Also, he's been kicking your ass in the primaries by 11 billion points.
Yep.
And it's called an incumbent president, and not just an incumbent president, but a hugely successful one, you moron. Clyde is upstairs barking at Lynn. What's your problem?
And Bonnie is down here barking at Clyde.
No, she's asking him to come back down here.
She's just waiting to see if there's a real threat. If it's Bonnie. Threatening lint or just regular.
Okay.
That lint grew teeth.
Right. Okay. All right. Anyway, is my point there.
Clyde, this is the part where mommy's talking now for money. Okay.
All right. Let's get to a love letter.
Yeah, you got to read your Dr. Marty commercials to feed them.
Yet another love letter from Kelly. Dear Mama, thank you for being such a light hidden behind fart jokes. I am. I'm a riddle wrapped in a...
Yeah, you're a GD light over there.
Enigma tucked in a little nightlight in a fart. Okay. Hearing from Karen in Chicago with you and the crew and Dana sharing a heart-wrenching truth yesterday just proved what a light and a hub for all that is good you are. I am a light.
You're
and
a hub.
And a hub. I spoke with Karen this evening. Oh, see how our Steph heads are? And I let her know she was crying for all of us. I was so grateful she and Dana could share a safe space on your show. Thank you 1,000 times for allowing us to have a safe space. I am a safe space and a hub and a light and also a fart. enigma wrapped in a rhyme, in a riddle.
So would that hat you're wearing
with
be
a nuggety center? What?
Would that hat you're wearing be your hubcap?
Yes.
There you go.
Really?
I like that one.
Really? And
that
you want
good.
A sympathy laugh from me? You want a sympathy
that was
laugh?
Good.
Really?
That was
he
funny.
Never gives me a laugh, even for my really good ones.
I
That is not true.
Cap. Really, Chris? Really? You are like the Adam and Eve location that has a safe space sign in the window.
Mm-hmm. What?
What?
Do they have
now
locations?
She's lost me. I don't know. Much like the local library, you are the library for whores. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. We do have a fair smattering of whores. We have a sweaty church whore. We have a giggling whore in Maryland. There are some whores up in this house. Thank you, Chris.
Yes.
That was my point exactly. That was way better than hubcap. Okay.
Thank you. I worked on hubcap. Whores in this house just came out.
Have I ever mentioned how staggeringly stupid Senator Football McDump is? Mm. Okay, so this is, yes, give us 25. This is what everybody's talking about.
This morning, yeah.
I've never seen so many straight men that don't know how lady bits work. Chris can be excused.
Confused?
Because, yeah.
He
doesn't get what IVF is.
I'm not a gold star gay.
Oh, I know. Well, let's not tell that story while everyone's eating. Okay, but the... yeast infection.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Here is Tommy.
Do you have a reaction to the Alabama Supreme Court ruling on the fact that embryos are children?
Yeah, I was all for it. We need to have more kids. We need to have an opportunity to do that. And I thought this was the right thing to do. But
IVF is used to have more children. And right now, IVF services are paused at some of the clinics in Alabama. Aren't you concerned that this could impact people who are trying to have kids?
Well, That's for another conversation. People need to have that. We need more kids. We need the people to have the opportunity to have kids.
Senator, what do you say to the women right now in Alabama who no longer have access to IVF, who will not, as a result of this rule? What do you say to them?
Well, that's a hard one. It really is. It's really hard. Because, again, you want people to have that opportunity. And that's what I was telling her. We need more kids.
Do you think his wife, what's that movie where, Steve Martin keeps putting a fork in his eye? He's Rupert. Do you think his wife puts, stuff over fork so he doesn't stab himself in the eye every night at dinner?
Is that Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And he has scissors that don't actually cut anything.
Yeah.
Right.
I know we're talking about age tests. Is there a chance we could have just some sort of, your IQ has to be at least in, double digits, maybe?
His talking points ran into a buzzsaw there.
You could watch the clip because the look on his face, just the sheer stupidity of the...
Right. He had his talking points already, but then he was realizing halfway through that what I'm saying doesn't make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This one at CPAC, Trump spokesman says Donald Trump will eliminate marriage equality. There's that. Tristan Snell reminds us IVF, IUDs, Plan B, the pill, abortion, condoms, none of these things will be legal anywhere in America if Republicans win in November. This one also, top Trump advocate at CPAC. Welcome to the end of democracy. Mm-hmm. We're here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get all the way there on January 6th, but we will endeavor to. Should we pay attention when people tell you things? Because, they're just saying, okay, it's CPAC weekend.
Sanctions. It's the annual CPAC National Showdown.
Name-calling, podium-pounding conservatives.
Speaking at over 200 miles per hour. Coach Chevron, ExxonMobil, and Citibank-sponsored Neocon Nitro Fuel, the bonnet arrangement syndrome explodes off the starting line. Thursday through Saturday. Come see
Newt, the Snake Gingrich.
Bobby, the Mongoose Jindal.
Mitch, the Turtle McConnell.
Mitt, the Dancing Horse Romney.
Marco, Big Gulp Rubio.
Jim, nobody's gay in my family, so climate change isn't the only thing I'm denying. Inhofe.
Rand, Atlas turned and coughed Paul.
Eric, bitch face Cantor.
Wade, good guy with gun money, LaPierre.
Sarah, I can see irrelevance from my house, Palin.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jeb Bush.
Alan, I'm the only black guy west.
Paul Ryan, TV's Eddie from the Munsters.
Plus, Butch Patrick, TV's Eddie from the Munsters.
Free balloons for the kids and much
more. The annual CPAC National.
Take 101 to the Slauson Cutoff. Get out of your car
and cut off your slosses Thursday through Saturday. Mitt Romney requests that you not bring your camera.
Okay. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Wow, playing the oldies.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to trot out some of those old relics.
Yeah, Mitt Romney would not be welcome at CPAC anymore. Wow.
Is Slappy Matt still welcome?
Yeah,
or
but they're shredding documents.
Yeah,
stuff,
they are shredding documents.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. They got some CPAC interns to shred those documents.
Yes,
party
they
full
did.
Of traitors. Oh, speaking of which, Tristan Snell, man, all over this stuff. Was there anything about Alexander Smirnov in the binders of Russian espionage intelligence that Mark Meadows allegedly stole from the White House when Trump left office? And where are those binders now? So many questions. Our legal lad, Glenn Kirshner, coming up, because I don't even know where to start. Oh, Trump tried to get the classified documents case dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Remember OJ in the middle of the trial was like, can I just go? Can we just, can you just dismiss this? Yeah.
He says no.
Legal experts are saying no.
Clyde's getting all of the toys.
I heard
toys.
A thump over there, and I'm
he's
like,
getting
oh, what's
all
going on?
Of the toys okay. out
he got
of
the
that
noisy
box.
Bone. Okay. Who's got the noisy bone?
He's trying to taunt Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody try to focus on what Mama's saying. Don't worry about what Clyde's doing. Look at me. Well, look at me. Look at me.
If things are falling apart over there, I kind of need to know because we might need to go
it's
off.
It's a noisy bone. That's all okay. you need to know.
I mean, if we're off the air, I need to know.
We're it's nothing not. To do with you over there. Okay.
All right.
okay. So, yeah. Oh, and Elena Haba.
Bless you.
This is clever. Boy, have I mentioned what a very, very good attorney she is?
Oh, she's the best.
She's clever.
The best car park attorney ever.
Right. Ronald tweets, Trump's attorneys were required to submit a proposed judgment confirming the judge's decision in the New York fraud case. The AG's office noticed something suspicious, though. Six of the businesses had their address changed from New York to Florida. She totally is the person that cheated at, what's it called?
Battleship?
Battleship, yeah. E-12. Miss. And then she moved her boat. I'm like, really? Did you really think Tish James was not gonna catch that? Nice try. Okay. Oh, speaking of, can I have some? Look at me some Tish James this morning, will you? Thanks so much.
If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek, judgment enforcement mechanisms in court. And we will ask the judge to seize his assets. So financial frauds are not victimless crimes.
Thank you.
He engaged in this massive amount of fraud. And it wasn't just a simple mistake, a slight oversight. The variations were wildly exaggerated, and the extent of the fraud was staggering.
Yeah.
She's talked exactly. softly, but she carries a big legal stick, can
it's,
I just say?
It's not a victimless crime because he cheated the city and state of New York out of millions
taxes.
Of dollars of tax money that could have gone to help better the city and state of New York.
Here's a breaking news for everybody. None of us like paying taxes. No one does.
Right.
But, the rest of us try to play by the rules.
I like roads.
I like roads. I like fire departments.
Right.
I like schools that are doing
firemen.
Well.
Who doesn't like firemen?
I don't know.
Okay, you're going back to this fireman thing?
It crosses all lines. Sexual, sexual preference.
Okay.
Gender. Okay, go ahead.
Her goal of tearing down the Trump Organization, her goal of tearing down the individuals that work so hard, including on his campaign, his family.
Wait,
and
I
the
think
list
we're playing
on
the wrong one. 11.
That is
Tish
11.
James. Is
then,
that Tish?
Then that's not right.
Then that's not right.
I will give you the right one.
Someone's impersonating Tish James.
That was
James.
Alina Haba, actually.
It was.
Oh. Apologies. Don't get any Haba in my Tish.
Apologies.
You got, that's like frosting on a Pop-Tart. You got Haba in my Tish.
11. Oh, yeah. Sorry
okay.
about
all
that.
All right. That's okay. It's all right. We've had enough of our
I it was my
games.
Fault.
Yes.
No, it's not your fault.
This time it's not my
No, it's not your
usually
fault.
Usually it's my fault.
No, I numbered two 11s, and then you only got one.
You got distracted by a dog bone.
He says
Clyde is dumb. Okay.
Well,
look over here. Ooh, it's a dog bone.
There's nothing going on behind those eyes.
See, I knew I had some Haba in there.
All right, listen, this has been a mess. Can I just say this opening segment?
Well, this out of the gate is going to be spectacular, then. People are going to tune in record numbers.
Listen, it's the two-year anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine. We have Phil Itner live from Ukraine again because it just, have I mentioned that it's all one story? And all those lead to Russia? Yeah, it's shocking. Isn't it kind of shocking news that we can't seem to get funding for Ukraine from a bunch of Russian...
Right?
Disinformation agents in Congress? It's shocking. I did not see that plot twist coming, Chris.
Mm.
And, of course, Glenn Kirshner. And Fridays with Frangela. Hooray. They will speak of black people's love of sneakers, as Fox News has told us, which is why the entire black population is going to vote for Trump.
Yeah.
I like sneakers. I don't like Trumps.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you're just an outlier.
All right.
Okay, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought you by the Noisy Bone and Dr. Marty. You know why he took out the Noisy Bone? So that would remind me that it's time for Dr. Marty's Nature's Plan.
He's hungry.
Yeah, he takes it out. Clunk. It's the big, it's the big noisy one. It's the, All right, listen, my point is Nature's Blend. They need it. They got to have it every morning as soon as they get up. Dr. Marty, he makes just the best dog food, the best cat food. That giant Maine Coon cat someone put on Twitter, he's got to be Nature's Feast.
So big.
That cat, I think it's a bobcat. But anyway, or it could just be Nature's Feast.
Yeah. Could be a lynx.
Hmm. That's true. Thank you. Okay, Nature's Blend is for doggies. Nature's Feast is for kitties. It is real food. Nature's Blend turkey, beef, salmon, duck. They throw in antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. Raw, freeze-dried. The flavor is amazing. Doggies love it. It does not contain any artificial preservatives. Dry to the touch. No mess. It's shelf-stable. Don't need to keep it in your fridge or your freezer. You will love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your doggie. Nature's Feast for your kitty. Yes, giant moon. Yeah, that cat, you better put the food in the bowl or prepare to die.
Yeah, that cat could
kid and knee go cat toy his ass.
Yeah.
Oof.
Take a hand off.
Right? Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Your results, your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
They're coming to Chicago.
The priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater, just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangela, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. A great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
Right?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
What?
My hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump.
Yeah.
My hump, my hump, my sure. hump, my lovely little lumps.
Check it out.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
Check it out. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, okay, we found the missing 12.
Sorry about that.
Soundbite number 12. Don't, there is no 12, 11. Chris. Don't
it's
push
11.
That
don't,
elevator because you'll
only.
Fall into the shaft like that lady on L.A. Law.
Don't, right. don't do it.
There's no 12.
No.
John Malkovich's in there. Don't open that door.
Being John Malkovich. Did he ever make it to the 11th and a half floor?
I think he did.
Okay.
Didn't he
All
go
right.
inside his own? Yeah, I think he yeah. went inside his own.
Here's the
brain.
Tish James okay. we were looking for.
And last I checked, tourism is up and Wall Street is doing just fine.
Thank you.
It is. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Tish James. Okay. Get it. She's going to go get all his stuff. Oh, somebody did a great video of a going out of business sale at Trump Tower, liquidation, blowout, like walking in front of the signs.
Spirit Halloween store.
Yeah. Everything must go. Can they get Crazy Eddie? Is he still alive?
I don't think so.
Everything must go.
Yeah, I don't think he's around anymore.
I must be crazy. Okay. Kyle tweets, President Biden has announced more than 500 new sanctions on Russia over its war in Ukraine and the death of Navalny. The sanctions target those connected to Navalny's imprisonment, as well as Russia's financial sector, defense, industrial base, and pure procurement networks. For those of you who think that Russia is still an enemy to
right.
not just America, but, you know, mankind and some brutal dictator.
Dogs okay. everywhere.
Pardon me?
Dogs everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. So Phil Itner will join us from Ukraine coming up. Oh, the homo of hope. Hi, Seth.
Good morning. Hello, homos on the showmos and showmo Jody.
Yes.
So here's the way I see it. We have two parties, the Democratic Party and the Russian Party. And each party has their own leader. We have Joe Biden, who's older than God, which means he is an elder with wisdom.
He is God's adult supervision. And thank you, Seth, for pointing that
exactly.
out.
Exactly. He runs the country with heart and smart, and he has a lifelong experience to get everything done that he gets done.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other party, we have a leader, and mark my words, Stephanie, put this down in your 20th century paper calendar. No matter what Trump says, no matter what Trump does, syphilis doesn't care.
Thank you, Seth. See, he switched it up yeah. from shingles. We didn't see that
right.
coming.
So, okay. Biden rules with heart and smarts, and uh-huh. Stephanie Miller rules with farts.
Yes, thank you, Chris. Wow, Chris.
He's on the roll this
on
morning.
On fire this morning, really and truly.
I got some sleep last night.
Oh, good.
See, I didn't. Okay. Hence the 11-12
oh,
debacle.
I forgot. I read a love letter. I forgot. Tom, my hate tweeter, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
He has checked in once again. Why is it that the dirty left-wing bulimic ditch licker... Wow, he added dirty.
I know.
God, questioning my freshness on top of everything else.
Weren't we skanky yesterday?
We were, but different
That
person.
Was a love letter.
That was a different person.
Okay.
Why is it dirty left-wing bulimic ditch licker?
That's funny.
Never takes opposing calls.
Yes,
because I have an opposition sitting right across from me. The homo of hopelessness, Captain Buzzkill over there. It seems like her and her limperous partner. Oh, I guess that's you.
You.
on the other side of the table.
I got shrapnel thrown at me.
Dish it out, but they sure can't take it. Oh, are you kidding? There's the only thing Chris loves more than protein is chewing up right-wing callers. Go ahead, call in.
Yeah,
29.
I dare you. I dare you.
29 minutes after the hour. Glenn Kirshner next.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of proposed changes to education policy in Wisconsin are moving ahead. The State Assembly voted yesterday to grow the Office of School Safety, expand the types of organizations that can license teachers, and to update apprenticeship programs. A Wisconsin Native American leader is praising state officials for increasing affordable housing and working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribal hospitals and clinics.
Wisconsin's tribes will see a more than $60 million increase in their federal Medicaid reimbursements. That is likely the most significant financial gain for Wisconsin tribes since the advent of tribal gaming in this state.
Forest County Potawatomi Chairman James Crawford gave yesterday's State of the Tribes speech. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison are looking to kick Starbucks off campus. Members of the Students Against Starbucks group held a rally Thursday outside the Memorial Union. They say that the company has a history of anti-labor behavior and has had numerous labor law violations. Earlier this week, baristas at two Madison-area Starbucks filed to hold an election to form a union. Thursday's rally was part of a nationwide effort to get Starbucks off college campuses at over two dozen universities. The intersection of Roth and Huxley Street on the north side will close next week. The intersection will be fully closed for street work relating to the Hartmeyer redevelopment project. City construction crews are adding a new street connection of Huxley Street between Roth and Commercial Avenue. The sidewalks will remain open. The road is expected to remain closed for about 2 to 3 weeks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
It's happening now. Folks across the Midwest are rushing to save big money at Menards and get 11% off everything.
Now that I think about it, my recording studio does need a bit of an upgrade. I better hurry up and finish this read.
Hurry in to get started on those big projects and save big money with 11% off everything at Menards. Savings are mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Honey, I'm heading out to Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It is going to be cloudy with a few off and on flurries or even a snow shower today, and it's also going to be a lot colder. High of 37 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clearing, our low 16. Tomorrow, sunny 37. We're back to 50 on Sunday with sunshine 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Vive la resistance! Find them today at solidarityrealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The impeachment investigation essentially ended yesterday in substance, if not in form, with the explosive revelation that Mr. Smirnoff's allegations about
Ukrainian Burisma payments to Joe Biden were concocted along with Russian intelligence agents. And it appears like the whole thing is not only obviously false and fraudulent, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Yes, thank you, Jamie Raskin. Star of stage, screen, and sexy liberal D.C.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I remember who else was a star of sexy liberal D.C. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirchner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirchner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirchner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirchner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirchner.
We got that Glenn Kirchner now, and I feel okay.
Hello, good morning, Glenn Kirchner.
Good morning, Steph.
All right, so good Lord, where do we start this morning? Can we talk about this whole Smirnoff thing and what you think should happen? I mean, doesn't there need to be an investigation of what Comer and Jordan et al. Knew and when?
Yeah, I hope we never lose the capacity to be shocked and outraged, mm-hmm. Steph, because really the only question now is whether Jordan and Comer were witting or unwitting Russian assets. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a pipeline from Russian intelligence through this Smirnoff character to the FBI and then to Congress. And to think that Republican members of Congress used Russian disinformation to try to impeach an American president is it's just beyond outrageous. And as Representative Dan Goldman said the other night in the 9 o'clock hour, and I followed him in the 10 o'clock hour, if they continue to prop this information up, and Jim Jordan already has, they need to be criminally investigated to see whether they are part of a conspiracy with Russia to interfere in our elections. This is deadly serious. How about we investigate suspected crime?
Yeah. I mean, as you've said, the January 6th coup is ongoing, and this Russian interference is ongoing, this election interference in 2024. The former FBI informant, I'm just reading from a tweet, charged with fabricating the Burisma bribery story about President Biden and his son Hunter, had extensive and extremely recent contacts with foreign intel services, including Russian intel. I mean, is this for the Senate, for DOJ, both? Talk to us
for
about
DOJ,
that.
You know. Yeah. And I don't want to go back to the six members of Congress who asked for pardons. Some of them are still sitting members of Congress, insurrectionists trying to kill us from within. They asked for pardons because they knew they'd committed crimes on and around January 6th, and they wanted to get away with those crimes. Ordinarily, Steph, the way an investigation works is there's a crime, there's an investigation, there's an arrest, there's an interview or an interrogation of the arrestee, and then we hope to get a confession, because a confession is the most compelling direct evidence of guilt imaginable. Steph, when they ask for pardons, we've got the confessions already.
Right.
The Supreme Court has said a pardon carries with it an imputation of guilt, and accepting a pardon is some confession of guilt. We've got the confessions. What we don't have is the damn investigation to fill in the evidentiary blanks. At some point, these folks in Congress need to be held accountable.
Yeah. Talk to me about David Weiss. So he's a Trump-appointed prosecutor who's also prosecuting Hunter Biden, you know, who obviously, I mean, this is not someone biased, you know, against, what do you call it, Trump, right? So what, but I don't understand. Obviously, Hunter Biden's team is saying this is the reason, you know, because it was partially based on false information from Smirnoff that this plea deal fell apart for Hunter Biden. So, you know, go ahead. Tell me just your thoughts on
it. I don't know. It feels like a strange kind of legal incest going on. I mean, he starts out as a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney going after the son of a political rival, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Then he gets appointed special counsel. Then he brings charges, tries to bring charges against Biden and negotiate. Hunter Biden negotiates a guilty plea. It falls apart. So he charges him. I'm not going to say he overcharges him, but boy, does he charge him when the guilty plea fell apart. And now he's gone after some of the source of the allegedly incriminating evidence against Hunter Biden that's been debunked.
Yeah.
It feels like there's this legal incest going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to make of it. And Smirnoff was just rearrested after being released. None of it, Steph, makes sense to this old prosecutor from the outside looking in. I just hope to hell there is some coherent plan going on inside the Department of Justice and inside these special counsel investigations that someday will make sense of it all.
Three words could clear this all up. Attorney General.
Yes.
Glenn. Oh, that's four
words.
It's
for Kirshner.
Yeah. Okay.
Four words.
Well, we all know Glenn. He's like Cher. He needs no last name.
I'm a bad bureaucrat because I would go in there and I would have sought an arrest warrant for Donald Trump on January 7th because
Thanks.
The evidence supports it. Not as political retribution, but because somebody has to hold these ruling class criminals accountable in a timely manner for trying to destroy our democracy. So I think I would be a little bit too forward leaning and enforcing the law.
Yeah, you can't have that. You can't have too much law and order. That's crazy. one last one on DOJ. So Black Knight tweets, Bill Barr set up an investigation of Hunter Biden that used Russian disinformation to lead to the impeachment vote of the sitting president of the United States. How are Chris Wray and Merrick Garland not holding a joint press conference to address the entire country? So many questions, right?
I have so little confidence because none of the upper class criminals, the ruling class criminals who participated in the events of January 6th, have suffered one day of accountability. And there's no accountability on the horizon either. I almost feel like we're being distracted by the prosecutions that are being brought against the boots of the insurrection, the folks that Donald Trump said, go attack the Capitol and keep me in power. It's almost like that's distracting us from the fact that none of the ruling class criminals are suffering any accountability.
Yeah.
That's got to change. I wish I could say I have confidence that it will change, that it's all being put together right now. I wish we would see some outward indication of that.
Yeah. Well, so the two latest Trump gambits, let's see. First of all, he tried to move his address to Florida, and as if Letitia James wouldn't notice. Letitia James yesterday told the judge there isn't any basis for Trump to delay paying his massive fine because, of course, he's trying to delay that. Clearly, he's trying to say, let's dismiss the documents case because I have presidential immunity, even though he wasn't president when this happened, when the crime happened. Talk to us about his latest legal ridiculousness.
And of course, the Supreme Court is still sitting on the absolute immunity claim. They haven't even acted on the stay to give the case back to Judge Tanya Chutkan in D.C. so she can set a trial date. You know, this is an upside down world on the legal front. And all of Donald Trump's claims are frivolous. And I think they all should and will be rejected at the end of the day, with the exception, Steph, of what's going to go on down in Florida. I don't have confidence that Judge Eileen Cannon, Trump-appointed judge, is an honest broker of the law. So I think it's an open question about what she will do. But listen, I'm just glad we've got a March 25th trial date in New York.
Yeah.
We still have a May 20th trial date in Florida, but here's what I hope happens. I hope Judge Cannon does Trump another solid and says, oh, no. I'll cancel the May 20th trial date, Donald, because you're telling me to. Good. Then Judge Chutkan, assuming she has the case back, can drop her trial right on the calendar for May 20th and take that empty trial date slot.
Well, and, you know, I was reading some analysis yesterday, Glenn, we were talking about that, you know, if Chutkan is, or excuse me, Cannon is overruled again, Jack Smith has a stronger case to get her removed. I mean, I almost don't know which I wish for, that, you know, she because as you said, all eyes will be on Trump-appointed Judge Eileen Cannon on March 1st. That's next week, right? Yeah, next week, next Friday, the next hearing, when we'll know if she's going to kick the May 20th Trump trial date. So, you know, you almost wonder, you know, you want her to be so egregious that she gets removed so we get a real judge. But, you know, or is she, do you feel like she's going to feel all of these eyes on her? What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah, so I've been involved in these recusal questions and challenges over the years as a career prosecutor. It's never an easy decision, but I think the evidence supports Jack Smith making the motion to recuse, to remove her from the case. And if she refuses to recuse, appeal it to the 11th Circuit. And at least that way, Steph, it's been litigated in the light of day, and we all know what the basis is for her to either be removed or not be removed. But that's really the best way to go about it. And you don't want to take a shot at the judge if you don't think you can actually recuse her from the case. But here's the thing. The rationale behind not wanting to take a shot at the judge and not winning the recusal is because the argument goes, well, then the judge is going to be more antagonistic to you.
Yeah, as if that's
judge
possible.
Judge Cannon can't be any more antagonistic to Jack Smith or, you know, more in Donald Trump's corner. So how about you make the motion, just like down in Georgia. Made the motion. They litigated it. I'm confident it's going to be rejected by Judge McAfee. But that highlights the importance of litigating this in the light of day, getting a definitive and hopefully reliable ruling, and then moving on from there.
Yeah. By the way, thank you for your vociferous defense of Fani Willis. You know, I'm so sick of, some other male pundits tisking her personal life as if all of our personal lives are blemish-free. You said prosecuting Trump takes a street fighter. D.A. Willis has proved from day one that she's a street fighter. She proved it again with her testimony forcibly debunking the lies that Trump and his criminal associates, RICO co-defendants, told about her. What is the status of that now?
Well, we're waiting for a ruling, I believe, from Judge McAfee. I don't think there's any more evidence that's going to be introduced on this issue. Based on everything I've seen, I didn't watch all of the hearings, but I watched most of them. There's no there on the disqualification front. There's lots to, you know, say tisk about. We wish things had been done differently, but that's really not the issue. The issue is there a conflict of interest that requires her removal from the case? The answer is absolutely not. So we need street fighters to save our democracy. Yeah. This is not a cotillion. We're not going to just politely try to hold folk accountable. And when we hit these roadblocks, we're just going to back up and go home. No, we're going to bust through the flipping roadblock and we're going to keep fighting because that's what it takes to save our democracy at this moment. And only some people, Steph, in government understand that.
You know, speaking of women being tisked, we remember, you know, even some of our male liberal allies tisking us about Roe v. Wade, and this will never be overturned. Well, we just talked about a Trump spokesperson saying marriage equality will be gone if Trump gets in. Judge Alito just renewed his threat to overturn marriage equality. He indicated he was disturbed by the case out of Missouri in which three people were eliminated from a jury after expressing homophobic views, and suggested the high court should reconsider marriage equality to prevent such outcomes. Here we are, all, you know, those of us gay people were told, oh, don't be silly. They're not going to, you know, come for that, too.
What does marriage equality have to do with serving on a jury? That makes
absolutely
no sense what he said.
You know, Steph, the way the right-wing bloc of the Supreme Court is behaving, it reminds me of the 1979 Iranian Revolution, where women had rights one day and they were virtually taken away the next. They were having weapons pointed at them and they were told, cover up more of your hair or we're going to shoot you, right?
Yeah.
We have the American mullahs. We have the American version of what happened in Iran in 1979. We can see it coming a mile away, and the folks like Alito and Thomas and others are determined to make women second-class citizens in every way possible, and we're just letting it happen. Well, the one way we can combat it is if we get out in numbers too big to rig and too real to steal in November and get rid of all these MFers.
The case, said Alito in his statement, showed that Americans who do not hide their adherence to traditional religious beliefs about homosexual conduct will be labeled as bigots and treated as such by the government. As they should be. As one analyst said, overturning Obergefell is on their bucket list. I mean, it's that's the problem, you know, in terms of wondering what the Supreme Court's going to do even on immunity. You said Trump can delay his criminal trials only if the courts permit him to do so. The Supreme Court should act now to lift the stay, return the case to Judge Chutkan, and let her set a timely trial in his D.C. prosecution. Let's get this justice show on the road. I mean, it seems like the longer they wait, the more they're giving Donald Trump exactly what he wants and some form of immunity in delay.
Every day of delay by the Supreme Court is doing another favor, though, for Donald Trump. There's no two ways about it. I foolishly still have some optimism that the Supreme Court will recognize there's no legal basis for Donald Trump's absolute immunity claim. I don't know where they could conjure one up out of thin air. So I do think we're going to get to the right place, but we're burning democracy daylight. If we don't get there soon, then we may not have a federal trial before the federal election, and that is really dangerous for our democracy.
You know, I'm the Veruca Salt of justice. I want it now, Daddy. Can I call you Daddy? When they say it's imminent, what does imminent mean? When they say the decision's imminent. Yeah. What does that mean in legal terms?
Yeah, we've heard that a lot over the years, that this decision or that decision is imminent when it comes to, for example, an indictment of Donald Trump. And it always takes longer than we would expect or that imminent suggests. I think the Supreme Court has to act pretty soon on both the disqualification issue and on the absolute immunity issue, because if not, our system just kind of grinds to a halt and we really don't know where we end up as we approach the next election. So, but again, the Supreme Court, the right-wing bloc, not honest brokers of the law or of constitutional interpretation. So we're kind of stuck in this holding pattern.
You know, when I'm talking about even friends and people I know, I just feel like this is why it's so important that we restore the rule of law and some belief in our justice system. If I could tell you how many friends are like, oh, he's never going to, you know, get convicted of anything. Oh, he's never going to pay a penny of anything. I mean, are we just going to give up and say, okay, we're just not a nation of laws anymore? I mean, we've got to restore.
We're never going to give up. We're going to fight and we're going to fight and we're going to fight with our dying breath because it's too important. And we have a country here for our children, our grandchildren, our friends, our, you know, partners, our neighbors, everybody, right? We're going to keep fighting. If we can end with a little bit of good news.
Yes.
You know, it looks like there's about to be a fire sale, right? Going out of business, Donald Trump. So I can't wait to see, you know, all of the gold-plated toilets lined up outside of Trump Tower. Everything must go. Rock bottom prices, you know, Crazy Eddie or Crazy
That's
Donald.
What I said, Crazy
and
Eddie.
There is a fire sale
there
that's going to go on. And Tish James is going to seize every one of his big, fat assets to satisfy these money judgments. And let me end with this. Donald Trump had to put up his own $5 million just to appeal E. Jean Carroll won.
Yeah.
He doesn't have another $83 million and $455 million to appeal those other. He's financially, he's circling the drain, and it's going to be fun to watch because he deserves to go down.
Glenn Kirshner, legal rock star. We love you so much. See you next week.
Love you, Steph. See you
there
guys.
He goes. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, can I just say, people have been yelping the bejesus out of Club Steph here because of my cozier sheets.
I'm right.
Listen, those extra bedrooms, they don't stay empty for long. Baby nephew's coming back in a couple of weeks. A guy that owns the show is trying to kill me for the life insurance money. Mm-hmm. They're like bees to my hive.
They are.
Because there's cozier sheets and towels over there and the, you know.
Well, I hear they're sustainable.
Check out my Yelp reviews.
They're sustainable.
Yeah.
They're earth-friendly.
Uh-huh.
Temperature regulating because they're made from viscose from bamboo. 15 awesome new colors
for
the cozier sheets. My jammies, I can't say enough about my bamboo pajamas. They're so soft, so luxurious. I have them in two colors, but I'm going for three. Going for the new olive green.
Nice.
Okay. The bath towels, the waffle bath towels, OMG. And Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial, right? Try it. Sleep on them. The sheets, the jammy, try it.
Mm-hmm.
100 nights. If you're not completely in love, send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter the promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com, promo code Miller.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known. Well, second most awesome.
Right. Of course, the first being
Stephanie Miller.
Healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Ha ha!
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
In Central America, sweet potatoes were domesticated at least 5,000 years ago.
It's good to domesticate a potato. You had to tame
domesticated
those.
Potatoes.
You really have to tame them. They had to be a little bit more friendly to humans.
It's a great band name, Domesticated Potatoes. Write that one down.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Imagine you're Senator Football Tommy Tuberville and not having any, you know, idea what IVF is. It's only the second dumbest thing you've said in a given day.
I think they'll change probably around convention time, move somebody in to try to get President Trump a run for his money. But Joe Biden, he can't win. He's trying to stay in there just so he'll stay out of jail, to be honest with you.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Joe Biden's running to stay out of jail. Yeah. See how that is? And up is down and black is white. Mm-hmm. And that's your ass and that's your elbow.
What has he been convicted of?
Nothing. Not important now.
Accused of?
Jen Rupin says, you know why Trump and the GOP will lose in November? Because Americans hate bat crazy ideas like letting Russia attack Europe and banning IVF. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jen. All right, Philip Itner, live from Ukraine, coming up next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sure, what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market? This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Tomorrow with John and Gordy.
Rocker of Max Inc. Radio joins the show to discuss the latest in local music.
6 to 8 a.m. right here.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.